boomed a voice from behind her, from the other side of the barrier. I knew that voice. I feared that voice. Nikki turned to Angel, her shoulders raised as if she were going to shrug the whole thing off.
Speak, foolish girl, snapped Angel as a wall of vampires moved up behind him.
Someone jumped her from behind. I don't know what happened, she shouted, backing away from the barrier and the army of revenants.
Bring her to me,
he ordered, his voice rattling through the forest like thunder.
Bring her to me now.
Nikki hesitated, her eyes bouncing between Angel and me and then back again. Gripping my bloody neck with both hands, I shook my head at her, begging her, pleading with her not to do this. I was dying. There was no doubt about that. But I still had the amulet. There was still hope. Handing me over to Angel would end any chance I had. He would surely finish the job, and probably so much worse.
I will not tell you again, child.
All expression disappeared from Nikki's face as she straightened her back and stepped towards me. The vacant look in her eyes confirmed that not only was she going to hand me over to my sworn enemy, to a murderous, centuries-old vampire, but she wasn't even going to think twice about it. I tried to retreat from her, to run away from her and save myself, but my legs quickly gave out, causing me to tumble back onto the ground. The blood was pouring out of my neck at unsurvivable speeds, weakening my body and slowing down my breathing. My heart wanted so bad to get up and run, to fight to the death, to go out with my fists blazing, but I couldn't even find the strength to keep an even pressure on my neck. My eyes blinked tiredly as Nikki closed the gap between us. Blackness seeped in through the corners of my eyes, darkening my world until only specks of my former life remained. The sickening sound of dry leaves crunching under Nikki's feet barely registered as she calmly bent down beside me. There was no remorse in her eyes, no love lost at all. I may have even noticed a smile. And then there was nothing. 41. As I lay me down. My lids fluttered weakly, struggling to stay open as though the weight of the world were resting on them. I fought hard to push away the darkness, to stave off the sleepy confusion that had seeped into my fragile mind, but I could only hold on to my consciousness for tiny gaps of time. I knew I was still in the forest. I could smell the pine, taste the dense fog in the air, see the twisted limbs of trees. But I wasn't alone. I was being carried off against my will, carted away from the warmth of the protective barrier and the raging party just beyond it, away from my heart's keeper and everything else that was good in my life. I was being hauled off to my death, forced into my final resting place. An ember of fire still glimmered in my heart, urging me to do something, to stop them, to kill them where they stood. But it wasn't enough. I didn't have the strength to fight anymore. I didn't have the ability to run. And even if I did, where would I go? Back to the party? Back to my faceless attacker who was masquerading as a friend amongst an endless sea of my enemies? There was nowhere left to go, and no hope for rescue. So I didn't. Instead, I did what I had to do to survive the moment. I let it go. All of it. Hope, my life, my dreams, him. I let it all fall away through space and time, back into the past, back into the twisted maze of secrets and lies that left me breathless time and time again, broken up only by the small moments of peace when I was with him, the only boy I'd ever loved, my own version of a true heaven on earth. But all of that was gone now. Only darkness remained, a darkness as thick and suffocating as the destiny that was written in my blood long before I was ever born. My enemy had won the battle.
He'd collected his prize and strung it over his shoulder like the carcass of an animal that never had a chance in hell of making it out of the forest alive. He was free to do with me as he pleased, free to hand me over to the Dark Legion, to let them have their way with my blood, with my soul, to obliterate any remaining light I had left in my heart. He was free to keep me for himself, to torture me until I handed over the amulet and begged for my own death. The possibilities were endless, and time was infinite, for no one would even know to come looking for me. Death was racking its nails against my door, begging for me to let it in, but it was all just a formality. It wasn't asking my permission. It was taunting me with its presence, tormenting me as I tried to figure out the grand finale. I didn't know when or how, and I couldn't understand why. There was only one thing I knew for sure. The end was coming. This has been an Audible Studios production of Invidious. Written by Bianca Scardoni. Performed by Bailey Carr. Producer Mike Charzik. Copyright 2016 by Bianca Scardoni. Production copyright 2016 by Audible, Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible, Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.